I don't think that many people in the West yet understand the power and dominance of China's announcement roughly a week ago when they declared that they were going to exert control over their exporting of rare earth minerals. They would require licenses for other countries to import those minerals or other companies. And those licenses would only be granted based on, you know, permission from China. They would be denied to companies that are using those critical minerals to manufacture weapons for the United States or other Western nations. And this has been, I think, a decision that has been a long time coming. China has meticulously maneuvered itself into a position where it has a near global monopoly over a supply of such a critical assortment of rare earths that, frankly, no modern country can operate without them. And yet, the United States and most other Western nations have failed to engage in their own domestic refining of, like, coal, for example, which can produce rare earth minerals with the, you know, correct solvents and correct chemistry, etc. But we haven't built the refineries in the West. We've always depended on China to export those key minerals. And China has just said no longer. Because, of course, the West is at war with China. And from China's point of view, it would be foolish to export the minerals that your enemy needs to build weapons to attack you. I mean, that's just crazy. So China is saying no more, and the United States is royally screwed. And that's why Trump went out of his way to threaten 100% tariffs on China, potentially beginning November 1st, if China doesn't back off of its rare earth export restrictions. Well, I think that this is the showdown. I think that China is in this game for the long haul at this point, and I don't think China is going to give in, because China knows something that's just really profound. The U.S. can't fight a war against anybody, not against Russia, not against China, not against Iran, without these rare earth minerals. Period. I mean, yeah, the U.S. can burn through existing munitions and existing missiles and existing airplanes and so on, but it can't make new weapons. It can't restock what it uses, including in interceptors that are given to Israel, you know, for the Iron Dome defense system that barely works anyway. The U.S. can't manufacture new missiles, new fighter jets, etc., without these rare earth minerals. So by cutting off these rare earths, China is essentially just closing the door to U.S. manufacturing of weapons. And before you go off saying something like, oh my gosh, that's so unfair, China's being such a bully, do you have any idea how much of a bully the U.S. is to the whole world? The U.S. routinely weaponizes everything from the financial system, the SWIFT system, cutting off Russia, sanctions, and more sanctions, and even more sanctions. You know, there's like 25,000 sanctions on Russia. That's the West weaponizing its dominance and its control through the dollar. So when America had dominance over the dollar, it used that leverage to, you know, punish anybody it wanted without any rule of law. China is only doing to the U.S. what the U.S. has done to China and other countries for decades. Just saying, hey, we control a resource. We're gonna control who gets it and who doesn't. In effect, China is having, let's say, export sanctions on the U.S. Covering rare earth minerals. That's exactly the kind of thing that the U.S. does routinely. So don't let the Western media lie to you. Don't let Trump lie to you. I heard him talking about this. It's like, we were so shocked that China would just, you know, declare war on the world. Well, are you kidding me? The U.S. wages war on the whole world through economic sanctions and dollar sanctions, etc. So where we are with this is quite fascinating. It means that if China holds steady on this, that the U.S. cannot fight a war, which means it's over. It's over for Western dominance. And you might say, well, why can't we build the refineries? Oh, So do you know how rare earth minerals are extracted from things like coal mining? Do you have any knowledge in that area? Well, it turns out that it's very difficult to extract rare earth minerals out of things like coal or dirt or other mine, you know, tailings, whatever. To do so, you have to have methods and chemistry and extremely toxic solvents, and in some cases acids, and in some cases heavy metals like mercury, etc. It is one of the most toxic procedures of modern industry, is to extract rare earth minerals from tons of coal. Now, remember that the rare earths are only present in very tiny amounts. It might be micrograms per gram, or maybe in some cases even micrograms per kilogram. There's not much in there. And to get it out, you have to use very toxic substances, like I said, solvents, etc. And every mineral has different chemistry. Every mineral has a different method of extraction. But as a result of this extraction, you end up with waste products. The waste products are so environmentally hazardous that in Western countries, it would just never be allowed by any state government, by, you know, even by the national governments, would never be allowed to produce that kind of waste because it's so toxic. And we're talking about substances that are just insanely toxic at very small doses. That's what comes out of the waste pipe of a rare earth minerals factory. So if you try to deal with that, then you end up with, you know, very high expense of dealing with the toxic waste. There are ways to deal with them through incineration and burial of the ash and things like that. But that's very expensive, and China doesn't go through those expenses. Now, this affects more than just military weapons. This affects industry. So do you recall a couple of months ago, Ford said they had to shut down temporarily some of their production lines? Why? And this was like, I don't know, May or something. It was because they couldn't get the neodymium magnets from China that they needed to finish their vehicles. So I hope you understand that China can instantly halt all U.S. auto manufacturing just by refusing to ship these rare earth metals to car makers. So there goes the auto industry. There goes the military industrial complex. There goes the medical industry. There goes the lithography chip making industry. So China can essentially shut down U.S. manufacturing like a light switch. China can shut off U.S. military manufacturing. China can shut off the microchip industry globally, effectively, and because of the lithography equipment that uses the rare earths. And if you think about it, the Western countries just walked right into this self-made trap. They did it by offshoring all the mining and minerals to China and refusing to build their own refineries. And they made all kinds of excuses for that. Well, we'll let China have the, you know, environmental toxic impacts. Let China deal with it. Well, as a result, China mastered the technology of rare earths extraction, and China now leads the world not only in the raw output, but in the methodology. In other words, in the U.S., even if you say, okay, we're willing to take the hit on the ecological waste, you know, the environmental problems with this, even if we're willing to deal with that, we don't have the know-how in America that China has. And China has halted the exporting of the know-how, that is the equipment that's related to rare earths extraction. And anybody who knows how to run that equipment or who might teach somebody else how to do the same thing, those people are being restricted. You know, they're not allowed to leave China and go work for some other country overseas to teach, let's say, a competitor of China how to do the same thing. Those people are not being allowed to do that. China is protecting its knowledge and its critical advantage in this area. And by doing so, China puts itself in a dominant position in a world where rare earth minerals are necessary for civilization to function. And again, the West walked right into this trap. The West has no one else to blame but themselves. And you've heard probably announcements, maybe you have, like, oh, there's a new coal plant opening up, I think in Wyoming, and then they're going to do some rare earths extraction out of that. Yeah, okay, that's a joke compared to what China is producing. It's a total joke. I mean, the amount of rare earths coming out of the Wyoming operation will be measured in maybe grams per day. I mean, it's hardly anything. It's not going to put a dent in the supply chain. In other words, China still will command the supply chain. And so when Trump threatens 100% tariffs, China's like, okay, well, we'll threaten 100% cutting off the rare earths. There you go. Goodbye, Ford. Goodbye, military industrial complex. Goodbye, U.S. industry. Okay, that's where we are. And Trump runs around always acting like America is still the dominant force in the world in every way. The dominant currency, the dominant military, the dominant technology. Yeah, that's increasingly no longer true. The dollar's collapsing. The military is largely obsolete. I mean, the industrial capacity of America has long been eclipsed by China and even Russia. Heck, America couldn't even defeat Russia in the war with the proxy state of Ukraine. America couldn't stop Yemen from bombing ships. America certainly cannot stop China. So America no longer gets to tell the world what to do. And Trump doesn't realize that yet. Trump still thinks it's the 1980s. He still thinks that everybody has to bow down to everything that America wants and says and demands. And that's just not the case. But Trump doesn't know it yet, you know, because he's not up to speed with the modern world. And so he always thinks he has the strongest negotiation position, but he doesn't. And yet he doesn't realize that. So he walks into these negotiations with China or Russia, who are both rational parties. And, you know, Trump's throwing a Trump tantrum and threatening this and threatening that. And we're going to do this and we're going to, and you're going to do what I say. And increasingly, China says, nope, nope, we're not going to do that. You're going to trade with us in a fair and rational manner, or we're not going to trade with you at all. We don't need America. You know, China's been around for 5,000 years or longer. And almost that entire time, America did not exist. China does not need the United States of America in order to continue to be its own civilization. But Trump doesn't realize that. He thinks everybody answers to America and that the dollar dominates everything and that the U.S. can sanction everybody into compliance. That worked for a long time, post-World War II. It's no longer working. Didn't work with Russia, not working with China, and it certainly won't work with Iran either. Increasingly, these countries around the world are just saying, look, we need to prepare for a post-US empire future because the dollar is going to collapse. The United States of America is going to collapse. It will cease to exist. Meanwhile, Russia will continue to exist. China will exist. Persia will exist, etc. Turkey will exist. You know, Brazil will exist, but not the United States of America as we know it today. So they're preparing for that post-US future by buying gold and silver. And where possible, they are reinstating domestic supply chains like Russia has done, following all the sanctions that the West put on Russia, so that Russia can now produce most of what it needs domestically, especially weapons and, you know, plenty of iron, plenty of steel from iron ore. And countries like China and India and Turkey are increasingly trading in currencies that are non-dollar currencies on purpose. So global demand for the dollar continues to plummet, or global use of the dollar. And the BRICS nations are preparing for a post-dollar future where they settle trade in their own currencies and then backed by gold. That is gold transfers for settling currency imbalances that's the system that they're setting up. It's a very effective system. The U.S., meanwhile, is printing money by the trillions, devaluing the dollar, thrusting its own people into poverty through inflation and even coming hyperinflation, and continuing to just threaten everybody all around the world with, you know, bombing them or assassinating their leaders or causing revolutions like we did in Ukraine in, what was that, 2014, I believe. You know, the U.S. hasn't changed at all. The U.S. hasn't learned anything about how to live in a world that's a multipolar world. Instead, the U.S. continues, through Trump, to be the world's biggest, you know, bully. And the world is sick and tired of that. That's why the U.S. empire will collapse more suddenly than most people imagine. It's not going to take long. And all the conditions are right there. It will only take, let's say, a massive military failure or a cascading financial trigger event that spreads through the Western banking system, causing bank failures, central bank failures, potentially, if we find out, you know, there's no gold in Fort Knox, for example. Actually, it's stored elsewhere, but if the U.S. defaults on gold or defaults on treasuries, it's coming, you know, and then that's the end. It's the end of the U.S. empire. 1991, repeat, you know, the Soviet Union, but this time the U.S. empire. And then you'll wake up one morning and you'll be living in a new world where the United States of America doesn't exist. You're like, so am I an American now? What am I? Well, if you're in Texas, then you're a Texan at that point. Yeah, where's my bank account? The bank login isn't working. It's all been seized and taken over. Yeah, your dollar's worthless. You should have bought gold and silver or privacy crypto like Xano or something, you know, or Monero. You know, you should have used dollars while they still had value to trade them for things that would last after the collapse of the dollar. And by the way, it's not too late to do that because the dollar hasn't totally collapsed yet. It's collapsing in value, but it's still functional. So, hey, if you want to get gold and silver, which I strongly recommend you look into, then go to our partner's website, metalswithmike.com. That will forward you to Battalion Metals, where you can get all your questions answered and you can get high-end, recognized, minted gold and silver coins at very low prices with guaranteed, insured, discreet delivery. Or you can have vaulting services or IRAs, like silver IRAs are very popular. So check that out, metalswithmike.com. And if you do place an order, use discount code RANGER, and that will save you the shipping insurance fee, the waive that fee, shipping insurance, if you use discount code RANGER. And this is what smart people are doing. Even at current prices, people are still stacking gold and silver because they realize that as the dollar collapses, gold and silver will inevitably just move much higher in dollars. It doesn't even mean gold and silver are becoming more valuable. It just means the dollar is collapsing. You know, I'm looking at gold, it's like $4,300. Looking at silver, $54 now. But that's just because the dollar is collapsing. Because gold and silver are holding their value and keeping up with inflation. When you go to the grocery store, look how expensive everything is. Well, that's why saving in gold and silver is the answer, not saving in dollars or treasuries or, you know, dollar-denominated systems of saving money. It's all a scam because they're taking away, they're confiscating the value of your dollar by money printing or currency printing. So that's what's going on. All right, stay informed and be ready for anything. Keep stacking gold and silver. Keep stacking food. Get prepared. It's going to be a wild ride, no question about it. And follow me. You can use our AI engine. We have a financial coach that's free to use at brightu.ai. Brightu, that's the letter U.ai. And you can also find me and follow my work at naturalnews.com or brighteon.com or brighteon.social or brighteon.io, which is a decentralized social media platform that runs on blockchain and has no central servers, so can never be censored or shut down. Very cool. So thank you for your support. Get prepared, folks. It's going to get even more interesting from here.
Power up with our organic whey protein powder, a complete protein packed with amino acids, non-GMO, and lab tested for purity. Stock up now for your survival pantry at healthrangerstore.com.